Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats, and welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, had the Beloit Invitational this weekend as far as varsity was concerned, and you had a pretty good showing for some of your wrestlers. There are three placers, with Carter Wessling second at 138, and third place finishes for Blaine Harris at 113, and Zane Colson at 145. Boy, Carter had a pretty interesting match there against Porsche for the championship. Just fell just short there in the end. What were your thoughts on the way the kids wrestled this weekend at your home tournament?
Well, I was very pleased with our three medalists. All three put together outstanding tournaments and came through tough weight classes and just put together great matches to medal. And I was really pleased in the final, in the medal round, getting two-thirds. Zane Colson came from behind, was behind the whole match basically, and in the last 10 or 12 seconds put together an escape and a takedown and won the match. Just a fine effort by a young kid. He's only a freshman, and coming away with a third place medal in the Beloit Invite is really something. Blaine Harris also put together a great tournament, coming out with a third place medal, and Carter Wessling, as we talked, ended up second, facing Tristan Porsche of Hoxie in the finals. These two kids met 2 weeks ago at the Norton tournament, and Porsche pinned Wessling, and it was a good match, and we gave away a couple points that we shouldn't have, but we're going to see Porsche again. We'll see him again in 2 weeks at the Phillipsburg tournament, and then I'm sure we'll see him at the state tournament. So, you know, things are getting closer, and Wessling has a great attitude about it, and we know that we're right in there with the best at that weight class. So, I just really pleased with our team. We had a couple other kids that won a match or two at the invite. Caden Emmett at 120 won a match, and so did Blaine Burks at 170 pounds. So just a great tournament, I thought, for us, and very, very pleased with how well the tournament was ran, and that all that goes out to all the volunteer workers that we had. So very pleased.
Sounds like you're able to have some success as well with some of your JV kids at Minneapolis on Saturday.
Yeah, we did. We took a group of JV kids to Minneapolis, and we came away with some first place medals. Garrett Kimenaugh was first at 285. Dakota Schertz was first at 195. Ryan Jackson was first at 152. Zach Meyer was first at 145. Placing second was Noah Easter at 285. Logan Cadle was second at 220. River Paul was second at 182. And Braden Kahn was second at 152. So great to see those young kids having some success. I thought the whole team took a step forward this weekend at the Beloit Invite and at the Minneapolis JV.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Beloit Trojan Wrestling on KD Country 94.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
And back on our Locker Room Chat, still with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you have the Concordia Duel Tournament coming up this week. That'll be on Friday. Looking at your team heading into this tournament, what do you expect to see from Concordia, and who are some of the teams that you expect to see that will be very good there?
Well, there's five teams involved in the tournament, and we will. It's a little different format than what we're used to wrestling. All the rest of our tournaments that we wrestle throughout the season are individual tournaments, and then, of course, they're scored team-wise. But this is a true dual meet tournament, and we will step on the mat and duel the other four teams in the tournament. And on Friday, we will duel the other four teams in the tournament are Chapman, Concordia, Minneapolis, and Valley Center. So as a dual meet team, we are average strong, I guess. We're going to struggle against some of the teams. We're not quite full at all our weight classes. Mm-hmm. We're open at 106 pounds and 126. So in dual meet competition, we have to give up those points. And, of course, that hurts you. But, we look forward to this. It's a good change of pace for us. And I think it really brings our team together because, it's all about team in this situation. There's no individual results or individual glory in this tournament. It's all about team. So, yeah, we're excited about it. And it's going to be tough. We're going to have some tough competition there with some of these teams. But it's going to be a good situation for us.
Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, again, thanks for your time this week, and good luck out at Concordia on Friday.
Okay, thank you.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming, higher yields, and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area Crop Production Services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, a pretty fair finish for your team with their central invite on Friday. Three first-place finishes with Spencer Heiss at 138, as well as Byron Roney at 170 and Roxton Brown at 182, all finished first. And then a second-place finish for Lance Hall at 132. Quentin Morris was fourth at 145. So, and fifth for James Roney at 160. So a lot of placers there. You finished fifth as a team. Overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled this weekend?
Yeah, wrestled well. So that was we went to Oberlin, let's say, a week ago, and that was a little tougher. And not to say this didn't, this tournament going up there, it's not like going to Beloit, like there are a lot of people did around this area, but it's good for our kids, I think. I felt good. The kids responded pretty good. We worked on a lot of things in practice, and the things we worked on, I thought, showed up at the tournament. So that was good. No, it's kind of a nice tournament. It's all Friday night, so we got to get our Saturday off, which is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. But, kids did well. Like I said, getting three, all the sophomores got first, so they were kind of excited just as a class, I guess. They were pretty happy about that. So, no, it was overall, it was really good.
What stood out the most about those first place finishes? I know that Spencer's had a really good season. He's 21-1 now, and James or Byron, excuse me, at 170 has been up and down, and Roxton with a nice finish as well.
Yep, there's, like I say, we kind of worked on a few things. Spencer's actually lost a couple now. It probably didn't show up on those stats, but he's lost two. But they did. Like I say, they beat kids that that we had some tough. There was a few tougher kids in there in the weight classes, and I thought we did well. Byron beat a kid that beat one of ours last year, and so I thought really they just wrestled well. Roxton was in a round robin; he ended up wrestling five matches, mm-hmm. won all five of them. So that was good for him to get that under his belt. And like I say, Spencer is just he's doing well and continues to do well. We got it's going to be a tough regional for him. So. Make sure we get these wins is good for him and have some more different style of wrestling. That was kind of nice. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different up there, not a whole lot, but we still wrestle. For Byron just really come along here lately. In the last couple of tournaments, he's done real well. So hopefully he continues to go because all of our guys are going to have tough regionals. So the good thing about this tournament, too, is I'm not going to say it's easy. I mean, we still had to work our way out of it. There were some 16-man brackets and 8-man brackets. And like I say, Ross is in a round robin. But you know, getting that confidence, I guess, going
sure.
and knowing that they can win some matches, you know, after one after another. So that's a good thing.
Talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Osborne Wrestling on KD Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
And back in our locker room chats on KD Country 94, we're still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Wrestling Team. Coach, again, you'll head up to Red Cloud, Nebraska coming up this weekend, so your second straight trip that you'll cross the state line and go up there. Red Cloud will be a little bit different than Thayer Central. There'll be a few more Kansas schools there and a nice mix of Nebraska and Kansas schools coming up this weekend for your team. What are your thoughts on how your team can fare there and the competition up at Red Cloud?
Yeah, last year we did well as a team. I thought we'd get them kind of picked up where we left off. But yeah, we'll see we've seen Red Cloud. I'm sorry, we'll see Belleville. We haven't seen them yet, or Republic County, I should say. And so that'll be some new competition we haven't seen. There'll be a few of the schools that we just seen last week will be there. So we'll hopefully stay on top of those guys. But it's a little tougher, like I say, yet in Republic County, and then Russell comes up again, which we've seen them a couple times. But they've always got some good guys and wrestlers. And Lincoln comes up there, so like I said, Red Cloud themselves have got some pretty decent kids throughout the same weights we have too. So it'll be a little tougher, I think, than last week. But it's a good tournament and a lot of fun to go up there to Nebraska.
It's Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, on our wrestling locker room chats. Coach, again, thanks for your time this week. Good luck out at Red Cloud on Saturday.
Thank you.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on KD Country 94, joined by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Team. Coach, competed at the Blood Invitational this past weekend, and every wrestler you took picked up a win at least one match, and you had four placers, a championship for David Heilman at 126 pounds, and Colton Hutchinson second at 132, fourth for Avery Hawkins at 195, and fifth for Keaton Bortz at 145. Overall, what were your thoughts on how the kids wrestled and the competition that you saw there at Beloit this weekend?
Well, I think the competition was as good as it's been for a while. Mm-hmm. I know there's some teams that were down, but there's also some teams that were up, and you know, Colby and Abilene are always solid teams, and Chanute and Washburn Rule, you know, they have a full squad, so you know, they didn't score a lot of points the first day, but they got a lot of backside points, and I think the competition was solid. I mean, you know, you look at 160, I think there's five guys ranked there and different classes, 170 same way. 120 was a tough weight class. You know, David Heilman had an outstanding tournament. He's starting to get in shape now and starting to, you know, do the stuff that David does. And pretty happy with the overall performance. Thought we should have snuck a couple more guys in there to place, but that's what it is, I guess.
When you look at this team right now, where you sit, how pleased are you with the way you're progressing as well as you get done with a tournament like this?
You know, there's a lot of teams and a lot of guys that go in and are in shape from the very beginning of the year. And, you know, I believe and my philosophy is that wrestling is a grind. I mean, it's a long, long, long season. And we don't necessarily try to get in shape right off the bat. What we want to do is just try to get better and better and better each week. And then we really start pushing it really kind of this week. We, you know, it's not like we don't work hard all the time, you know, because wrestling's a grind, but we try to just peak at the right time and try to get in shape for the championship series, which I think is regionals and state. So that's kind of what we do.
We're talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Smith Center Wrestling on Katy Country 94.
When it comes to getting the right part to fit your equipment, look no further than your John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit your Landmark location today, now with 17 locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas to serve you.
Back on Katy Country 94 in our high school wrestling locker room chats, we're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, getting set now for a tournament that started a few years back. It's the Western Kansas Tournament of Champions at Norton, and you'll join the Northwest Kansas League and the Mid-Continent League. You guys kind of combine your leagues and do a nice tournament there. This year it's at Norton. So when you look at the teams in this tournament and some of the competition that you'll see, how does Smith Center stack up against that?
All I can say is, you know, that I am proud to be we are from Smith Center, and we're proud to be in the MCL and a part of that Northwest Kansas League as well. And so we just decided, I think it was about 5 years ago, that we decided to bring them all together. You know, 20 years ago, it had been an outstanding tournament. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you bring those schools together, and if you can place there, you're probably speaking pretty highly of yourself, and because the MCL and the Northwest Kansas League, if you look down at the state champions, there's been a lot of them from out here at the west side of the state, so, and in the Midwest. So we're proud to be, you know, we're proud to go and be a part of that tournament.
I've never actually been able to go to this tournament. What's the feel like? Do the Mid-Continent League wrestlers really want to just outdo the Northwest Kansas League wrestlers all the time?
Oh, not necessarily. Sure. I don't think so. I think it's just more of a it's just another competition. Mm-hmm. I think maybe if this would have been a deal where they did it 20 years ago, I think maybe you would have seen more of that. Mm-hmm. But the Northwest Kansas League doesn't offer a whole tremendous amount of wrestlers anymore. I think there's only, what, five or six of those schools that have wrestling. So, you know, we're down in numbers. The MCL's down in numbers. I think, you know, the state's down in numbers a little bit as well. So I think they just go in, we go in as another tournament.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in our locker room chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck this weekend at Norton.
Thank you, sir.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
For the past 68 years, Landmark Implement has aspired to be more than just an equipment dealer. We realize you need a trusted business partner when your needs call for a new tractor, reliable service, replacement parts, or sound advice. Our recent merger with Oregon Trail Equipment, yet another successful, trusted John Deere network, brings you a total of 17 Landmark locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas. We're now able to offer an even more extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support. The bottom line is we have more locations to serve you and more resources to support you. Experience the Landmark difference. You'll find we set the standard for customer support. Visit us and learn more at landmarkimp.com. We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tescott.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Pleased to be joined by John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, varsity competed. You had three wrestlers at the Beloit Invitational, and then you took the remainder of your team down to the Stafford JV meet here this weekend. I know you knew going in the Beloit Invitational was going to be tough for your kids. You picked up one win on the weekend. Sam Hill got a win there at 106 for you. Just kind of overall, what do you hope the kids learn from an experience like that at Beloit?
Well, we have been seeing some pretty darn good teams, but what I wanted to do was show them state-level competition. Mm-hmm. was my idea. My young freshman, 106-pounder, competed really well. The kid that beat him first from Silver Lake, who was a top-notch wrestler, pending time before, and he tech-balled him this last time. So he's going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And my 145-pounder, Caitlin Street, she's only had a few matches. She had some surgery earlier, and she's trying to get herself back in wrestling shape, and she gave me everything she had. She worked really hard this last couple of weeks trying to get in shape for the tournament. And, she's one of our team captains and a senior, our lone senior, and I wanted her up there as well. And then our heavyweight is a junior, and I wanted him to see some good, tough competition because our regional's going to be in Boyd, and it's going to be a tough regional again. So I wanted him to see some of the boys he was going to be competing against. And he had a kind of a tough little tournament there. Had first loss, and he had a bye the second round. And then the first match out on Saturday, a kid, I believe it was from Blue Valley Southwest, caught him and threw him, landed on his head, and I actually thought his neck was hurt, but he came off, and looking at the films, he had actually rolled the outside left ankle all the way to the mat and rolled it pretty darn hard, so he'll be out trying to get himself back into condition to get back into the room, you know, and that's going to take a little bit, but they gave me everything they had, and that's the best I can ask for. You know, it's some of the best competition in the state, and that's where I wanted them to see what they were going to be up against come regional time. So, you know, with all the schools there, the smallest bracket was 11 men, and I think the largest was 19. And typically there were 12 to 14 kids in each one of those that had winning records, so they ranked them all the way out to that. So that's, that gives you a good idea of what the competition was like. Glad I went, but, you know, taking three kids, you can't expect too awfully much, you know, in the scoring category, but this wasn't about that. It was about some exposure, you know, and trying to teach them, you know, not to give up, and that's what they did for us. So. And then the other half of our team went down to Stafford JV tournament and did pretty well down there. We had two that did not place, and the other three all did medal. They got into the medal rounds and medal force, and had a pretty good little day down there. Had one girl wrestling down there that's got a boogered up ankle as well, you know, so she's not running at 100% either. So coaching our principal was a coach down there at Stafford at one time. He took part of the kids in the back room, and my assistant coach had the other part, and he said that they did really well, worked really hard, and we'll go over some films tonight at practice and, you know, touch up on a few things that we happen to notice and see if we can rectify those and move on down the road for Red Cloud coming up this coming weekend.
We're talking with John Gardner, head coach of Lincoln Leopards. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that Red Cloud tournament here on Katy Country 94.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, as you alluded to there at the end of the last segment, you're going to head to Red Cloud, Nebraska here this weekend. When you look at this tournament, obviously when you go to Nebraska, sometimes a different style of wrestling that you'll see. And what do you expect to see there at Red Cloud on Saturday?
They use a lot of legs up in Nebraska. Their styles are a little more head snaps. Get their legs in really quickly, you know, and do some cross-body riding, which is something that we've seen quite a bit of it there at Beloit, but it's going to be something new for some of the kids, you know, we'll be working on stopping the legs from coming in, trying to get some of that work done, and hopefully we can make some strides in that area. It's an old-school, small, there are three mats, and the out of bounds are right up against the walls, and it goes really, really fast. You have to be ready at all times. It's a fun tournament to go to because it does go fast, and the kids get a lot of matches in. You see a completely different style of wrestling, you know, from Nebraska kids than you do from Kansas kids. Not that we can't compete with them. We can, definitely, but it's just another little thing you throw at them to get them out of their box of comfort, you know, make them try something new. And that's what we're trying to do, is just make them good all-around wrestlers. And sometimes that's what it takes, you know.
John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly thank you again for taking some time this week, and we wish you the best of luck out at Red Cloud.
Thank you very much. And I would like to also say that that Bloyd Invite is a well-run tournament. The other coaches and the officials and the people that run the tournament is just top-notch. It's a honor to be invited to go to that. I really do appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln and the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.